Another day, another new streaming service. This one is called HiFlix. It's aimed at people who love Jewish and Israeli films. We've got one of the co-founders, Bill Wiener, is here to tell us all about it. Hey, Bill.
How are you doing, Jeff? Nice to talk to you.
Same here. Now tell everybody about HiFlix.
So HiFlix came about working with my partners, Neil Friedman and Heidi Ocean. They ran a company or run a company called Menemsha Films, which is involved in Jewish and Israeli films, distributing them theatrically over in the United States for the last 20 years. So they have a tremendous amount of knowledge and experience in this area. And they found out after we all found out after the last three movies that they had, which were very successful independent movies, did over $1 million at the box office. And some of those movies in the past were taken up by Netflix for streaming services. But the last movie, which was a film called 1945, which was an unbelievable movie, made over $1 million at the box office for an independent film, Netflix would not even take it. And this was a shocker. I mean, it's a wonderful, brilliant movie. It's a Hungarian movie. But we realized then at that point that Netflix was only interested in their own product, their own series and things like that. So we figured we had to do something.
Okay, Bill, give people an idea of some of the movies that you've got on HiFlix.
Well, for example, you have movies like from Women's Balcony, which is an Israeli movie that won all the awards in Israel when it came out and was a very successful movie in the United States. It's a wonderful women empowerment movie, to the Hungarian post Holocaust movie 1945, which is a black and white Hungarian movie. That is almost looks like Once Upon a Time in the West from Sergio Leone. It's that interesting. To a documentary from Australia about a family, a woman who found out that her father was living a dual life, and it has a Jewish theme to it. So you have documentaries, you have black and white movies, you have foreign movies, you have Israeli movies. We just have picked up a series, a Jewish-themed series that takes place, sort of like a comedy series that takes place in the United States. So we have product and a variety of content.
How much does it cost to subscribe?
It's $5.99 a month, or $65.99 for an annual subscription. So there's a discount.
How tough is it to start a new streaming service in a field where there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them right now?
Well, it's interesting, Jeff. We're a very niche audience, so we know our customers. We know where they are. We're not, trying to compete with the Disneys and the Netflix and Amazon, but we know we have a very diehard group of subscribers who love movies. And we know, having worked with the film festivals, Israeli and Jewish film festivals throughout the last 20 years, which there are over like almost 200 film festivals that take place throughout the year, all those people have a tremendous amount of desire for these films. And we have over 100,000 mailing lists. We know we have special relationships with the film festivals to promote our service, so we will be able to reach them. And although we know we have great content, the thing for a streaming service is to reach your audience. If you can reach your audience, they will come. And we think we will get them to come.
HiFlix, available Amazon, Roku, Google Chromecast.
Yes.
On your computer. Yeah, go ahead.
Apple iTunes, Apple iOS, Apple Plus, anywhere. So you can watch it on your TVs and computers and mobile devices. It's available everywhere. It's really exciting.
All right. Bill Wiener from HiFlix, thanks so much for filling us in. Good luck with the new service. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. HiFlix has a website.
HiFlix.com. HiFlix.com. Very easy.
All right. Thanks, Bill.